You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Well, good morning again, everyone. I get the honor and the privilege to announce to you who the honorary restored class members are. Seniors, you all nominated staff and faculty that have had an impact on your time here at Asbury. The cabinet had the difficult task of going through all of those and getting that down to five. It was really beautiful to see all of the people and all of the ways that we've been impacted in our 4 years here at Asbury. With that being said, we're going to honor and recognize five of them, knowing that there are so many more people who have just had a huge impact on us. So our first honorary class member is a professor who pours into students in a deep and caring way, educationally, spiritually, and so much more. He sees the potential in his students and both challenges and encourages them along the way. This professor has been generous with his time, getting lunch or inviting students over to his house. He is a gifted storyteller who has shared his gifts with us over the course of these 4 years and with so many others. Would you join me in thanking and recognizing Professor Sean Gaffney as an honorary restored class member? Our next honorary class member is someone who is always seen having conversations with students and models what it looks like to be interruptible. Even when he is in a hurry, he's willing to be late to his next meeting to show his care for students. From Bible studies he has led to the conversations he has around campus, he is authentic and his passion for students comes through. He embodies what community at Asbury is described to be. Would you join me in thanking and recognizing Reverend Dr. Greg Hasselhoff? Our next honorary class member is someone who takes his calling beyond the classroom and models for students what it means to be obedient and trust in the Lord. He empowers and challenges students to use their giftings and to walk in what the Lord has in store for them. Students describe him as being intentional in creating relationships outside of the classroom and being someone who genuinely cares for them. This professor has given much of his time to come and speak and pour into the restored classroom retreats and breakout chapels. He's a professor, mentor, and friend. Would you join me in thanking and recognizing Dr. Brian Hull as an honorary class member? Our next honorary class member is a professor who has helped students grow both individually and professionally. She is described as making her classroom an engaging place to learn, as well as a place that is preparing students for their next steps. She encourages her students to do hard things and supports them through it. This professor cares for students beyond the classroom, taking time to walk with them in whatever they are going through. Would you join me in thanking and recognizing Dr. Elise Kearns? And then last, but certainly not least, our final honorary class member is a professor who has been described as always having a smile on her face, bringing an infectious joy to the people around her. This person is not just a teacher, but is also a role model and spiritual mentor for her students. She lives out the faith that she teaches and has been said to embody what it means to be filled with the Spirit and poured out for the sake of others. It is clear that this professor has made a lasting impact on her students here at Asbury. So would you join me in thanking and recognizing Professor Catherine Wilbanks? And then can we just give one more hand for the ways that these five people have made an impact on the Restore class? So we've seen an honored faculty, and then what we decided to do is we wanted to give two senior students the opportunity to give an encouragement and a charge as we end our time here at Asbury as seniors. So we are going to hear from Liam Probasco and Naomi Tallman. So would you help me welcome Liam to the stage as he gives us a word of encouragement.
Well, hello, fellow members of the restored class and everyone else who showed up today. Thank you. See, earlier we heard the words of David in Psalm 51:12, asking the Lord to restore to him the joy of salvation and once again give him a willing spirit. David had sinned with Bathsheba before this, and though he was the king after God's own heart, he could not restore himself. Only God could do this. See, as the restored class, we have the image of a tree planted by a stream. This tree can only live and bear fruit when rooted by the water. The tree cannot rely on itself to live. Its source of life is beyond itself. Is this true for you? It is tempting to rely on ourselves or those close to us for success, but there is so much that is beyond our control. Conversely, we can have imposter syndrome or something like it, which limits the effectiveness of the gifts that God has given us. In both cases, we focus on ourselves and do not have the proper source of life. As my mom sometimes says, it ain't about you. You see, our source must be in Christ, the living water, not ourselves or our degrees, relationships, jobs, career success, or anything else, as important as these things may be. Anything besides Christ is fleeting and cannot give life, life that is true and lasting. Are you rooted like the tree beside this living water? See, Psalm 1 talks about this tree and says that those who seek the Lord through his word are like it and are full of life, prosperously bearing fruit at all times. If you remain steadfast in Christ, you will have life and remain upright, even in times of drought and storm. Make sure you are rooted in the one who gives life, especially as we step into a new season. Remember that even the winds and the waves obey him. So here are a few tips that have helped me so far in my life. Find a good church whose members pray continually and who agree to take God's word as their guide in matters of belief and practice. Rest one day in seven, honoring the Sabbath and observing it, which God established for us in the course of creation. And in all you do, seek Christ first. So with that being said, I leave you now with a benediction by from the Reverend Richard Halverson. You go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you there. Wherever you are, God has put you there. He has a purpose in your being there. Christ, who lives in you, has something he wants to do through you wherever you are. Believe this, and wherever you go, go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Hello, my name is Naomi Tallman, and if you don't know me, you might have seen me working at the Hiccup or giving a campus tour, but these are some reminders I have for my fellow seniors. Coming back after spring break always feels like a sprint to the finish, but this past month has felt very different because after the craziness of finals, we're graduating. And whether you're trying to fill the quickly shrinking gap of time by making as many memories as you can, or you're scrambling to finalize your post-graduation summer plans, this is a really stressful time, only amplified by an onslaught of graduation emails, senior banquets, and chapel speakers saying, "Don't forget to think about this on your way out." It's easy to be overwhelmed when change is looming ahead of us, and you may be tempted to compare your future to someone else's. Whether you're starting graduate school, getting married, moving back home, starting a new job, taking a gap year. Maybe your plans are what you want, maybe they're not, maybe someone else's looks better. I want to remind you guys that God's plan for you is not any greater or lesser than the person you're sitting next to, no matter what it looks like. The truth is, God doesn't owe you the perfect life you have in your head. but he cares deeply about each of us, and he wants us to live with purpose and in freedom. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This verse presses us to lean on God in the midst of struggle, which we will all face, no matter how excited or scared we are for our next steps. To borrow an illustration used in countless Christian songs, we are all jumping off the boat of Asbury into deep waters of a secular and broken world. Who or what are you trusting in to keep you afloat? Is it Jesus? Is it yourself? Is it a cruise ship of comfort? Are you swimming after a dream? Or maybe you're holding on desperately to something that is slowly sinking. The culture of the world tells us to go for success, money, status, relationships. God calls us to live set apart. Will you cling to God or be tossed and thrown by the wind and waves around you? Lastly, I want to remind us of an important truth. Life does not stop after graduation. God has such great plans for us beyond this moment and beyond these next 2 weeks. Asbury has prepared us to go forth, to use the skills we have learned to build the kingdom of God through the workplace, culture, ministry, family, or community that you are going to next. We are not just Asburians, we are citizens of heaven, kingdom builders, and ambassadors for Christ. So I encourage you to go out and live like it. I want to end with these two verses. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18 says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Thank you.
Oops. I just can't believe it's been 4 years. I'll start with that.
Get close to it.
Is that good? All right, the scripture reading, we're going to base a lot of what we're going to say today is from Proverbs 3, 1 through 6. "My friend, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will direct your paths."
So the rest of you can listen in as I talk to the senior class, and so thankful for it. So 50 years ago, I was where you were at. It's a long time, but 50 years ago today, and I had no idea what I was going to do. In fact, maybe you're like that as well. It's the only thing I knew was in a month that we were going to get married. And so we celebrate 50 years. Yeah. And that will happen June 5th, so remember us on June 5th. So other than that, I didn't have any plans. Like, you might have plans, but I didn't have any. You see, my time was spent in playing sports. My degree was in health, physical education, and recreation, so my exercise science faculty member down here, we kind of have a connection. She said, "I thought I was going to play for the rest of my life." But God had different plans. You see, he was going to use the talent that he gave me to serve him. So that summer, I still didn't know what I was doing. I drove a charter bus But during the summer of 1976, I landed my first job as a coach, a teacher, and an athletic director in a Christian school in New Jersey. So the next 50 years, Bonnie and I have worked at high schools, colleges, and not only in Jersey, but Florida, Georgia, and here in Kentucky. And then even overseas. Boy, the Lord opened up a path while Bonnie stayed here and worked at Asbury, and I worked for the United States Sports Academy. And I traveled overseas to Malaysia, Thailand, Dubai, and China, and had the chance to teach and train teachers and coaches overseas. So, as a coach, and those of you who have played, you know, winning was really important to me. It was. Hey, if you play a game of cards with me at my house, I'm going to want to win. You see, it was important. Sorry. But I realized that God had placed me in coaching and in that path to help make people better. Hey, so what about you? What are your plans? Do you have your life all laid out? Or were you like me and only knew what was going to happen in the very new future? So by the way, hey, that's okay. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't rely on your own wisdom or your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him or submit to Him, and He will direct your path. So what are you talented at? What are you good at? Well, Landry is great at doing sketches. And if you go over, what's that called over there?
The Bistro.
The Bistro. Sorry. And you can see her drawings. Or what about Kennedy? Go over to the same area. And she took plastic bottles and trash and made art. What a gift. Or what about Sam? You just walk up this aisle over here, or this hall over here, and you see incredible art that I'm no good at, but he's gifted at. Or what about Beck, who directed the Joseph play that I went and saw last Friday? What talent, what gift. Well, you know something? God likes to use what you're good at. But the key is, honestly, through all that, and don't forget this, that Jesus teaches us that the most important thing is to love God with all of your heart, soul, and mind. That's the first and the greatest commandment, not winning, but to love God. And the second commandment was just like that. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So then, the Lord has blessed us over these last 50 years. And I will tell you for a fact that even though Bonnie is retiring at the end of May, we're not done. We're not done serving the Lord and following on His path. So I end in this. May the Lord richly bless you in the paths that you take.